Sound up!
Sound up!
Sound up for Chesterfield!
Bing says it and Godfrey too. Hope and Chrome will follow through. Lester and Allen, they all tell you.
Sound up!
For Chesterfield!
Sound up!
For Chesterfield!
Try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it!
Today!
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins for the mayors and Bing's guests, Miss Anna Maria Alberghetti, and Mr. Paul Douglas. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a man whom America cheers and tailors throw rocks at, Bing Crosby.
Teaching Pompamelia on me. Now, just a minute, Ken. Tailors don't throw rocks at me.
Oh, no.
Although I admit they sometimes deplore my attitude in the matter of dress.
Deplore your attitude?
Yes, they just deplore.
Why, when you start down Hollywood Boulevard on a shopping trip, Foreman turns to Clark and says, "Heavens, I hope he doesn't come in here."
No, on the contrary, I've always been welcome in Foreman and Clark.
Oh, no.
Matter of fact, I had an offer. I had an offer to do a floor show on the escalator there. I may take it, too.
Why should you sing on a moving stairway?
It's safer than standing still. Those targets, they gotta get you in the crossfire.
Bing, now tell me, what are you gonna do about the way you dress?
Nothing. What are you gonna do about it? What's all this sudden uproar for, Ken?
Well, now listen to me. For one thing, your name was bandied about at a recent meeting of the Custom Tailors and Designers Association.
Mine?
Yes, it was.
Where do I come in?
Well, the secretary of the Custom Tailors and Designers says, and I quote,
"Yes, I listen.
Women in magnificent gowns are no longer attended by escorts who look like Bing Crosby on a desert safari."
That's outrageous.
They said it.
Just take a look at me right now. Do I look like I'm dressed to go out on a desert safari?
No, you look like you've already been.
Oh. I've had it, eh? Yeah. Well, it's been a long, warm day. That article, though, kind of gets under my skin, upsets me a little.
It would.
Who wrote that thing? Who
the did? Secretary of the Custom Tailors Association, Mr. Chauncey Hunter.
Oh, Chauncey, yes. I'm not going to take any advice from a guy with a silly name like Chauncey.
What's that, Harry Lillis?
Well, you know, Chauncey isn't too bad, is he?
No. I really think, Bing, that Mr. Hunter has a point.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on to say that the American male has become an international figure. His clothes must be styled so that the wearer would not seem an oddity in any of the world's great cities.
Well,
or any of the remote areas in the Far East.
I'm an oddity right here. However, when the occasion demands, I'm always very careful to dress properly.
Oh, how can you say that?
I get the right thing.
Do you remember Elsa Maxwell's big party in New York last year?
Certainly. I was outstanding.
Why, sure. You were outstanding, but everybody else was inside.
Oh. Well, Elsa's got the snootiest butler I ever ran into. I think he's part room clerk or an old house dick or something.
Well, no wonder Miss Maxwell's butler wouldn't allow you inside the house.
Why not?
It was a very formal party. You showed up wearing plaid pedal pushers and cashmere puttee. You're supposed to wear something formal.
Well, my bicycle clips were jet black.
Bing, you're fighting me.
Oh,
I mean, you should be wearing tails.
Ken, you know how I looked the last time I tried it. I can't wear tails. They make me look lumpy.
You're not supposed to tuck them inside your pants.
Perfectionist.
Oh, I get it.
Well, I tell you what, Ken, you give up, I'll say.
Okay.
Okay, the opening selection, ladies and gentlemen, is Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening from the Paramount picture Here Comes the Groom, which stars Jane Wyman, Alexa Smith, and a guy who looks like he's always dressed to go on a desert affair.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
tell him I'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
save your pappy a chair. When the party's getting a glow on and singing fills the air. In the shank of the night, when the doings are right, well, you can tell them I'll be there. Wants a barbecue, Sam wants a boil of ham, Grace votes a boule base stew. Jake wants a weenie baked steak and a layer cake. He'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or a teepee, let the town crier cry. And if it's our recipe, this is what I'll reply. Love the evening. Tell them I'll be there in the cool, cool, cool of the evening. Lick them on my hair when the party's getting a glow on and singing fills the air. If the gas in my hack and my laundry is back,
if you need a new face or a ten or a break,
if I can find the right sock by 11 o'clock
in the shank of the night when they're fixing to fight,
if I can climb out of bed and put a head on my head, well, you can tell
them we'll be there.
All over America, smokers are switching to Chesterfield because they've found Chesterfield gives them something new, something no other cigarette has. I mean Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Over 1,500 prominent tobacco growers say Chesterfield's delightful aroma tells you that Chesterfield's smell milder and smoke milder. And one of the most famous industrial research organizations in the world reports, and I quote, "Of the leading brands smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste."
Smokers everywhere are finding out that Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste is everything they want in a cigarette. Listen to this.
Chesterfield's of something new no other brand can offer you. Mildness plus no aftertaste, no unpleasant aftertaste. Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfield.
Do it.
Today.
Domino, Domino, you're an angel that heaven has sent me. Domino, Domino, you're a devil designed to torment me. When your heart must know that I love you so, tell me why, tell me why. Why do you make me cry, Domino? Just one look in your eyes and I melt with desire. Just a touch of your hand and I burst into fire. And my whole world fills with music when I'm lost in your embrace. But I know that you're fickle and I'm not misled. Each attractive new face that you see turns your head. And it scares me that tomorrow someone else may take my place. Domino, Domino, won't you tell me you'll never desert me? Domino, Domino, if you stay, I don't care how you hurt me. Fate has made you so, you can't change, I know. You can't change, though you try. But then neither can I, Domino. Forgive anything that you do. Domino, Domino, nothing matters if I have you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'd like to present a most talented, most spectacular young lady. Young lady whose singing of Caro Nome is one of the big moments in Here Comes the Groom. I refer to Miss Anna Maria Alberghetti, the 15-year-old Italian coloratura soprano who is also currently appearing in The Medium. And she's being deservedly acclaimed, too, for her singing in this film version of the Menotti opera. Anna Maria, would you step out here and take a bow? Anna Maria Alberghetti, folks. Now, what would you like to sing for the folks this evening, Anna Maria?
Well, I recently learned Low Hear the Gentle Lark.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing, Low Hear the Gentle Lark. You know, Phil Shukin, our flute player, will be very happy because he's a very fine flautist and he never gets a chance to play more than a two-bar vamp. But in this number, his talent will have full opportunity. Anna Maria, I want to turn you over now to our conductor, our maestro, John Scott Trotter. This is Anna Maria Alberghetti in Low Hear the Gentle Lark.
The gentle lark, weary of rest, struck his mind steadily across the moor. And wakes the morning from whose dear breath the sun.
I guess you agree. We certainly just heard one of the great voices this decade. It's going to be a wonderful star. I don't think Phil finished any worse than second either, Phil. You're right in there. Beautifully done, Phil. Give Phil a hand. Really thrilling. Now, folks, while we're still in this classical, slightly exalted mood, I'd like to have you meet a good friend of mine. This gentleman, is one of your very favorite movie actors. I believe he's endeared himself to the movie-going public, not only because he's a fine performer, and he certainly is, but because his film portrayals have established him as one of the most rugged, two-fisted, hard-boiled characters around. This is a real earthy man. Here now is that real Hollywood he-man, Mr. Paul Douglas.
Just perfect, thank
perfect,
you.
Guys. Yeah. Say, Paul, what are you toying there? What do you got in your hand there? What's that little thing you... Is that a pair of brass knuckles or a revolver? What have you got there?
This is my eyelash curler.
I must get one of these. I think I'll get some eyelashes, too, while I'm...
And cover up those beautiful baby blues, eyes.
No,
oh,
never mind my baby blues. Paul, I want to buy one of those eyelash curlers. They may be the thing. Well, who sells them?
Hop along Cassidy. Who else?
You're conning me, aren't you? No, you don't use an eyelash.
Well, I do. Look close.
I happen to know that you put your makeup on with sandpaper and a blowtorch.
Oh,
don't give me
that. Please, have a thought. You're talking about Chesterfield's new pinup boy.
Oh, that picture of you on the Chesterfield ad. I think you could be candid. It's a little hammy. You look too pleased with yourself in that photograph. In fact, you look as if you own the company or something.
How could I own anything that you and Hope and Godfrey are associated with?
Ah, that's a nice one.
Now, must be
Bob,
true.
Bob and God, we don't own Chesterfield. Of course, I'll admit we've tried.
Well, Bing, after all, it's very hard to roll a cigarette company.
Isn't that droll? Roll.
That's cutie. Yeah. But, Bing, to get back to that beautiful picture that Chesterfield is currently running of me.
You and that picture.
No. Don't be bitter because you haven't made the magazines lately.
What do you mean?
Well, hey, could it be? Oh, no.
What's this?
You're not jealous of the big layout that Gary had in Life this summer, are you?
Not at all. Gary can thank me for that layout in Life.
Oh, wait a minute now. You didn't have anything to do with putting Gary in Life.
Well, I was somewhat involved with putting Life in Gary. I didn't...
That I must concede. Anyway, Bing, I honestly think that you're just a little miffed. Yes,
oh,
miffed.
The
cold crumpets or something. Yeah. Just because you haven't hit the magazines and the papers lately.
You kidding? I guess you don't read the Elko Free Press then, brother.
Don't tell me. Did you crack the Elko Free Press?
Page one. Look at this clipping.
Where?
Right there. Look at the headline there. Sick bull at Crosby Ranch. I don't crack the paper.
Yeah, but that's not you.
Well, I'm glad it isn't.
I am too. I wouldn't be here.
No. But I don't... Let's cancel me. Let's not talk... I want to talk about you outside.
Right.
Now, you got the movies by the tail. We know that. I'm downhill fool.
Yeah.
Now, what else is new?
Well, I've had some very attractive offers to do television. What about you? Still in radio, eh, Bing?
I just can't seem to get ahead. Radio's all right, though.
Hey, wait a minute. Have you ever thought of going into pictures?
I make pictures.
Really? I must go see one sometime.
Well, take along a camp stool. You may have to wait in line.
How come?
Well, wherever my pictures play, they give away free popcorn.
What about dishes?
They can't eat it out of the bag. No, let it go. You should know I'm in the movies. What are you coming on? After all, I did a one-minute scene in your new picture, Angels in the Outfield.
Well, I knew you did bits, but full-length features... I mean it. Big features. That's news to me.
I can go the distance if I can just get a script. I'll go all the way. But, Paul, you know, no kidding, in Angels in the Outfield, you played the part of the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I know that.
Yes, I did.
You were thrilled, weren't you?
Well, I really was, Bing, and I'll bet you're impressed that you're a part owner of the team.
I am.
Oh, by the way, what part of the Pirates do you own?
Part to finish last.
Oh, the whole team.
They finished seventh. But don't you worry about Pittsburgh, Paul. We're building that team slowly, inexorably. Surely.
I see.
Someday the Pittsburgh Pirates will be in the World Series.
Gee, I'd like to see that. I hope we still have television then.
I hope we can still see them.
But really, Bing.
What's new, though? What's new with you? Are you starting a picture or something?
Well, always I'm starting. I just finished one at MGM, and now I've started one at RKO with Walden Krasner.
Must have a scooter or something. What's the theme of the new picture?
Well, it's a picture called Clash by Night, and I play the part of a sardine fisherman.
Oh, boy, that should be bigger than Tugboat Annie. Well, you know, that's what the industry needs, the movie industry. Really, a picture about sardines. That'll really pack them in.
Oh, love that. But Barbara Stanwyck is in the picture, and that's nice packing, too.
To be a sardine fisherman with Barbara Stanwyck.
Well, we're shooting a lot of scenes up at Monterey, up at Cannery Row. Did you ever go to Cannery Row and watch how they squeeze so many sardines into one little can?
No, but I've watched Hope squeeze money into his one little wallet. It's the same performance. But I often go out sardine fishing when I'm in Monterey, Paul.
You do?
Yes, I do. Sometimes I come home with as much as 8 or 10 pounds of fish.
Oh, well, that's nothing. Nothing, really. The first day I went out in a commercial boat with Barbara Stanwyck, we got over 30 tons.
Well, I never went out with that kind of bait.
See what you mean. Solid. Sardine packing is a very interesting business, and I've learned all about it.
Have you now?
Yeah, well, you see, they have a sorter in the cannery.
Sort of a sorter, huh?
A sort of a sorter, yeah. Well, anyway, his job is to make sure that there are half male and half female sardines in each tin.
Come off it. Off it now, Eddie.
No,
what are you giving me there? What is it?
This is true, man.
What difference could that possibly make?
Well, none to us, but to a sardine, it means everything.
How could I have been so thoughtless? This is an engrossing subject, Paul, I must admit. But let me ask you something. When it comes to sardines, how can you tell a boy from a girl?
Well,
as a holdover from the Hope Show, right?
They think they're going to learn something, Bing.
How can you tell a boy or girl from a...
That is a secret that's known only to sardines.
Oh, wait a minute. You said there was a guy who sorted them as to male and female. How does he know?
Well, he has to take their word for it.
I'm still not convinced. What about me?
Oh, you're a boy.
Oh, what about the sorter?
Well, you'll have to take my word for it that he takes their word for
okay,
it.
Okay, pass a robot. Anyhow, thank you. This has been terribly interesting. I'm so happy that I got in on all this stuff. I want to thank you for this little lecture on ichthyology.
Was icky, wasn't it?
We should have worn tails if we'd have known what we were going to discuss.
I'll be happy if somebody doesn't throw a net over us.
It's wonderful. Ball to sea, anyhow. I want to congratulate you. You really must have what it takes.
Oh, thanks, Bing.
Gosh, how can you play the part of a sardine fisherman and end up with a beautiful girl like Barbara Stanley?
Hey, there's nothing to it, Bing. It's my face that gets them.
Don't you despair, Paul. I've heard it bandied about that you're positively handsome. Matter of fact, I've heard it said that you're Hollywood's answer to Dagmar.
Well, we both wear the same size shirt.
Well, on her, it looks better. Say, Paul, you want to give me a little assist? You're an old Chesterfield hustler. You want to help me sell some Chesterfield?
Bing. I'm always glad to sound off for my favorite cigarette. You know, I guess I've been smoking Chesterfields for about as long as you've been groaning.
Those were the days. We've had some wonderful shows, didn't we? And Chesterfield was a great smoke pen, too.
Well, if you ask me, Bing, I think they're even better today, especially with this new thing they got.
Oh, yes. Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
You grab yourself a pack of Chesterfields, folks, and I'm sure you'll feel the same way that Bing and I do.
Yep. You just walk up to your favorite cigarette dealer and...
Sound off! Sound off! Sound off for Chesterfield! Corporate are changing from coast to coast with a cigarette that gives the most all over America. There's a swing to Chesterfield with this great new thing.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right!
Come on, Paul. Catch on to this now. Get a load. Get in here.
Listen, brother, this ain't no joke. Chesterfield's the one I smoke. What you want in a cigarette, you'll find in Chesterfield, you bet.
Chesterfield.
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 Milder, 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 milder Chesterfield.
That's right.
Science discovered what you can prove. You better get into the smoking groove. For Chesterfield now sets the pace with no unpleasant aftertaste.
So here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Yes, here's what we want you to do. Right now.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfield.
Do it.
Today.
Hey.
Here's a lovely ballad that was popular in the waning months of the summer. Still seems to maintain a prominent position on the list of favorites.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine. The moon and stars will say you're mine. Forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you.
That's the closing song for this evening, and now my thanks to Anna Maria Albergetti and Paul Douglas for joining up with us tonight.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, Bing, and I certainly enjoyed Anna Maria's singing.
Isn't she wonderful?
Yes, indeed.
You know, Paul, you did pretty well on the singing tonight yourself.
Well,
very classy you were on the singing commercial.
I spent the summer in Italy.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I suppose I just absorbed a little singing talent.
Did you go to Paris, Paul?
Oh, yes. Mrs. Douglas and I visited Paris.
Mrs. Douglas? Hmm?
Uh-huh.
Well, that ends this conversation.
Sure does.
See you around, huh, Paul? October 27th is Navy Day. Throughout the United States, celebrations will be held honoring the men and women of the world's mightiest Navy. This celebration for many years has been under the sponsorship of the Navy League of the United States. Let's all join with them on Saturday in paying grateful tribute to the heroes of the Navy. That wraps it up for tonight, folks. We'll be back next week. Meanwhile, next time you buy cigarettes... Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it.
Today.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Miss Dinah Shore.